emails, the Daily Mirror tomorrow. Now, that's tragic. And it has Paul Daniels on the front of the Daily Mirror tomorrow. The story says the magician has lost part of his finger. And we can speak to Paul Daniels now. Hello to you, Paul.
That's interesting, isn't it? All those newspapers, only the Daily Mirror has got it right.
What happened?
Oh, New Year's Day morning. Happy New Year to you. I got a piece of wood snapped and dragged my hand into the circular saw on my table saw, because I make props and stuff, you know. And so I was lucky in a way. Well, I wasn't lucky in the beginning because I was on my own, but I was lucky in a way because I've only lost the tip of one finger, and it could have been a hell of a sight worse.
And you were rushed to hospital, were you?
No, I drove myself. I slapped my hand into my chest, jumped in the car and went, because I figured New Year's Day, hospitals would be too busy picking up, you know, the likes of yourself suffering from the night before.
So talk me through what the reality for your finger now.
My four fingers coming together very well. It was all my left hand. I don't know how I missed the middle finger, but I did. I took the top off the ring finger and a tiny wee bit off the top of my little finger, my pinky. But it's all healing up now. It's coming along really well. The surgeon's pleased. The sensation's there. It's all bending. I will have to adapt when I get all the bandage off and that for the handling of some of the stuff I do. But I can adapt, and that'll be fine. In the meantime, I've been sitting here organising the coming tour. I've been organising, we've got an online shop. All I do is sit here all day long typing with one hand.
And you're not worried, Paul, that this might stop you being able to do any of the tricks you've done for years?
I was very worried in the beginning. I mean, that's the first thought, isn't it? And but I'm sure now that I'll be able to adapt. In any case, there's a great magician called René Lavond, and he does fabulous card magic, and he's only got one arm. So I had that in my head as well. I thought, well, if he can do it, I can do it, you know.
What did your wife say to you?
Well, my wife was doing your job. She does Radio Berkshire on a Sunday morning, and she was doing the New Year Day stint. And I stopped them ringing her till she'd finished the slot. Afterwards, she was in mild panic. She's kind of getting used to me being a disaster area.
Let me ask you, Paul, before you go. I just see on the news channel, the BBC News Channel now, there's your front page of the paper as they're doing their paper review. Paul, we had the Crankies on the programme last week.
Yeah.
They were telling...
Oh, yeah, that's weird, isn't it? That was 40... 40-